And here in New York today, new twists and turns in that sex crime case involving one of the world's most powerful bankers and a housekeeper at a Manhattan hotel. Both sides are speaking out through lawyers about what did or did not happen there. NBC's Jeff Rawson is outside the Rikers Island lockup where Dominique Strauss-Kahn is locked up tonight without bail. Jeff, good evening.
Hi, Brian. Good evening to you. Law enforcement sources now telling NBC News that Dominique Strauss-Kahn, the leader of the IMF, the International Monetary Fund, the man who may have become France's next president, is on suicide watch here at Rikers Island. That means no shoelaces. That power suit he used to wear has been replaced by a gray sweatsuit and sneakers as well. They check on him every 15 to 30 minutes. We also learned much more today about the criminal case against him. Police say they have forensic evidence, including DNA, showing that he did, in fact, sexually assault the hotel maid at a luxury hotel in Midtown Manhattan over the weekend. In court yesterday, the defense hinted they may have an explanation for that, the fact that it was consensual. They both agreed to the sexual encounter. But late today, the maid's lawyer spoke out, saying, no question about it, this was 100% forcible.
There is nothing, nothing about what took place in this hotel room that could anyway be construed as consensual, either physical contact or sexual contact. Absolutely none. He can make any allegation he wishes to make, but that's simply not the truth. And that will never prevail as evidence in this case.
As we mentioned, police have collected DNA from the hotel. They have also collected DNA from Dominique Strauss-Kahn himself, Brian. That DNA is now in the lab. They're trying to get a match. Results aren't in yet. There's another hearing on Friday, but for now he remains here at Rikers without bail.
Jeff Rawson over at Rikers Island, not far from LaGuardia Airport here in New York tonight. Jeff, thanks.